ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Monday. I'll sign the book. Yeah. I'll sign it. I don't care. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to a new week.
Welcome to a new day.
Welcome to your worst nightmare.
Oh, no!
Of a radio show. We're going to say the worst things today. We're going to be Debbie Downer Monday.
Oh, no. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yes, they do. No, they don't.
Yeah.
So we're going to be
different.
Ulysses Upper Monday.
Oh, I was excited to do Debbie Downer Monday. So I bit my lip last night.
Oh.
It was like cut. It hurts.
We're going to hand out a bunch of uppers and watch everybody tweak.
Oh, gosh.
We're not going to do that either. That's illegal.
No, that's illegal.
Don't, terrible. Doug.
It's a terrible idea.
Don't record that.
Gosh, it was a terrible, terrible idea.
No, it wasn't.
We're here. We're live. We're hanging. And someone's on the phone. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Whoa! Whoa!
Matthew,
whoa.
What are you doing awake?
I actually have summer workouts this morning with Volcano Vista.
Oh, summer workouts.
All their listeners know I'm the manager for this upcoming season, and I have to be present this morning.
Status. You preached on that yesterday.
Achievement.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Actually, I have an announcement this morning for all these, for all the varsity and JV guys out there, as well as the other manager that's there with me.
Oh,
do you guys have, like, some football music or something?
Oh, man, I didn't, didn't plan on it. It's summertime. I mean,
yeah, we got football music.
Maybe we can find
and you know what?
Sports.
I think there's a song called, I can't remember the song title. You guys have, like, you guys can play, like, the intro, like, the final countdown for this, I mean, like,
final
whistles
countdown,
or something.
Bro.
Oh, we got
it for you.
Music.
Ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, this information is for the Volcano Vista Hawks football team for the varsity and JV divisions. This morning, you guys do have a summer workout at Volcano Vista between the hours of 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Should you have any questions, please call Coach Chad Wallen. He can be reached at 505-890-0343, extension 37144, or email Wallen, W-A-L-L-I-N, _c@aps.edu.
Yeah!
That's the best way to get a hold of him.
Yep.
I don't know where you guys went there. Thank you guys for that.
No problem.
So, I was going to ask you, how's Brody doing? How's the little guy?
Oh, he's great.
I saw some pictures of him on your wife's Instagram account. He looks so cute.
Oh, he's just so cute, Creeper.
I know, he's such a nice guy. And also, I follow both of you because I always see the two cute pictures of Brody each way.
Yeah.
You don't follow me, Matthew.
He tried to be Godzilla yesterday. So.
Actually, oh, he did? Really?
Yeah. He wanted to be Godzilla.
Oh, so. I remember my sister was little.
Yes, don't we all? Wait.
Sister? Nobody, very many, actually a few people out there know my sister because, yeah, they're friends with her, and let's just say she's good now, but
she,
I remember she was little.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and hey, for the other manager out there, I was going to give it to Deidre, you know, those are listening. All managers must be there prior 20 minutes early to help assist with the equipment.
Better
so.
Get on the ball.
And I'm very sure that everyone who is part of the Volcano Vista football program listens to us
they
at
better
6
be.
A.m. So this is a pertinent announcement.
You need to tell
yes,
them,
Matt. Yes, it is, guys, and we actually do have a... one listener, at least, out there. I don't know if he's out there this morning. He's probably out of state, but he might be listening over his device or laptop. His name is Brian Daddy Shaq Trujillo. He's one of our offensive line guys. And might I just say, guys, Andres and, well, Brian, those are my two favorites. Those guys are the best out there, and I do have to say they can kick some butt, and we all can do it.
Good.
Whoa.
All right.
This season, we're going to make a good season, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
This season, we're going to make a good season.
It's going to be a great season for sports. You know what I'm saying.
You know, I actually had a request from my... This is kind of weird. My parents, my mom and dad are actually listening in the den right now. Woo! My dad's on the way to work. My mom is just sitting around in the den watching the news, but she has you guys on right now.
Booyah.
If you want to know, you guys have still that crazy chicken sound on the radio?
Oh, wow.
Oh, we got it.
Do we?
But you have to win a birthday to hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I thought I'd ask you guys that because I'm going to go ask them.
What?
Why haven't they been playing the chicken sound? That's crazy.
Chicken. Crazy chicken. Long time, buddy.
Crazy chickens.
All right, man. What do you want to hear?
Oh, this morning. You know what, guys? I think we need to hear some. You guys have anything energizing and uplifting by Amberlin?
Yes, we do.
Everything.
And yeah, this morning I want you guys to play that. I'm going to put this out to the entire Volcano. This is the Hawks football team and to my coach, Chad Wallen. He's one of the best coaches out there, I can say. He's a nice guy. I'm glad he actually gave me a chance to be on the team. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, man. There you go. So without
bye, guys.
Later,
I'll talk
buddy.
To tomorrow. Remember, go Hawks!
Go Hawks! Without further ado, something uplifting and exciting and energizing from Amberlin. The unwinding cable car.
Monday.
It's as energizing as it gets. I hope not.
Nope.
No. See you on the morning party?
No.
Static.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for Monday. It's Monday. Why not have breaking news? Why not? Doug? Melanie Griffith and Andy Antonio Banderas are divorcing.
Oh, no, Andy!
Andy Banderas, what have you done? No, Andy Bandana! No! No!
Oh, man.
They've been married a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Sad.
Well-known statistician, Nate Silver, famous for accurately predicting political elections, has turned his attention to food.
Oh, good.
In an effort to determine America's best burrito. No word yet on the Republican Party nomination for burritos, but we'll let you know as soon as we do. The idea of that anonymous millionaire in California who is giving away envelopes of cash, the idea, the identity, has been discovered. I thought, didn't we talk about that the other day?
Maybe.
I thought we did. I thought they figured out who it was. Or, you know what? They said they might know who it was. It was a guy that had kind of done similar things in the past. Interesting.
Nope.
The CIA has opened an account on Twitter.
What? Hashtag at CIA.
I'm going to tweet the CIA. I'm going to say, what's up, y'all sneakies?
Gosh.
What y'all sneaking around about right now? I know this guy named Doug. He's got information.
Oh, man.
Hit him up. He's in the mafia. Doug's in the mafia.
The Morning Show Mafia.
Oh, please, can we never call this show the Morning Show Mafia?
Oh, we never will. Yo, yo, yo. Sup, dog? We the Morning Show Mafia.
Or it'd be like, hey.
Hey, yo. How you doing?
How you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, we the Morning Show Mafia.
It's the Morning Show Mafia.
I just killed Doug.
Oh,
poor Doug.
What's next for California Chrome after losing the Belmont Stakes and the Triple Chrome? No one knows. He is a horse. Elmer's glue is what's next.
When asked for a comment, he said...
Horse jokes, Monday. An Oregon school district has voted in favor... Oh, of giving condoms away at school to sixth graders.
Wow, dude.
This is a world we live in.
It's all that stupid movie, The Fault in Our Stars' fault.
Is it?
No.
Oh. That one at the box office this weekend, Over the Edge of Tomorrow.
That's the kind of world we live in, guys.
Yeah, where Edge of Tomorrow loses out to Fault in Our Stars and sixth graders are getting condoms.
What's next? You know what I got in sixth grade? Taught how to be cool. That's what I learned in sixth grade.
You know what I got in sixth grade?
What?
De-pantsed in front of everyone. Yeah. We moved to a new school and they thought it would be funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Did Scotty beat him up?
No.
Dang it.
No.
Come on, Scotty.
I know.
George Strait performed the final concert of his final tour Saturday in Texas at Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, man.
Pure country, man.
Across my heart. Oh.
And promise to.
Yeah, dude.
Give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world,
you'll never find
a love as pure as Doug's.
Pure country.
Doug.
Pure country.
Germany's Foreign Intelligence Service revealed some of its secret office locations.
Ooh.
One was beneath Staples over on Central. Pretty cool. How did it get there? Nobody knows. It's not true.
No.
Police in Greenville, North Carolina found that a 315-pound suspect had hidden 40 bags of heroin, plus crack cocaine, and Percocet pills in his navel.
What?
That's right. That's a huge belly button. That's the biggest belly button. I thought I had a big belly button.
No, that's like a kangaroo pouch.
What else you got in there, buddy? You got any friends in there?
Oh, man.
And his kid. Wow. Wow.
Rue. Good old Rue.
Some men collect stamps. Other men collect baseball cards.
Yeah, I got some of them.
Randy Ricci collects cereal boxes.
Okay.
But not just any cereal boxes. Specifically, cereal boxes with NASCAR cars and drivers on them. Now, this 60-year-old racing fan has set a Guinness World Record for the largest collection of NASCAR cereal boxes. Ricci began his collection in the 90s when he picked up a box of Frosted Mini Wheats with a NASCAR car on the front. Only one of them became the start of a lifelong passion. Ricci now has hundreds of racing-themed cereal boxes, 324 to be exact. From Cheerios to Waffle Crisp to Rice Chex. In the years he's been collecting, he's got 20 of them autographed by racing stars.
Oh, that's cool.
And now you know the rest of the story. Good day.
Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. God made a farmer. You shut up about it. I'm sorry. Fourth graders are swapping chairs for stability balls. That's right. No matter how common knowledge the argument for an active childhood seems, it's worth harping on and maybe getting a little creative about. The latest attempt is a fourth grade classroom in Portland, Oregon. They've replaced chairs with exercise balls to help students focus and maybe get in some core strength. It's important to shape the core. Doug, you need your core is where everything else is.
That's the core.
You need your core
right
to work.
Yeah.
So think about it. The students report that they enjoy swaying, moving from side to side, or bouncing whenever they find themselves getting bored with lessons. If they misbehave, it's back to normal. A poster hanging in the classroom reminds the kids that balls are a privilege. Love y'all. Can an ice cube be worth $8? Yes, if someone's willing to pay that much. What's wrong, Steve-O? Glace Luxury Ice calls itself a meticulously designed and differentiated ice brand specifically designed for use in premium drinks and cocktails. This is a commercial! This is a commercial! This is a commercial. I'm not reading it. I'm going to skip to the story about a woman who has invented fish and chips ice cream.
Oh, gross!
A woman in the England seaside town of Whitby.
Oh, I live over in Whitby.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello, Doug. I live over in Whitby over there. You want to come over and visit sometime? I live in Whitby.
Has finally hit on the perfect ice cream flavor, and just in time for summer, because that's what you want. Are you ready for this? Ready to get your licking on with a triple scooper? What does that mean? Shane Tier, the owner,
of Tier Woods Ice Cream Parlor has come up with a fish and chips ice cream flavor. Fantastic. There's got to be a little tartar sauce thrown in.
Ugh.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. No, you know what? Everybody out here in New Mexico might like that because everybody puts green chili in everything.
That's true.
Heard a guy talking about putting green chili in pancakes the other day.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
And people are already dipping their, like, French fries and Frosties.
So yeah, no, like, I like doing that.
Inside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically. Oh, wow. Because it's fish and chips, right?
Fish and chips.
Steak fries, aren't
they?
Oh,
we heard about this a little bit. A Maryland father decided to take matters into his own hands.
Yes.
When police were unable to help him charge his 15-year-old daughter's educational teacher with a crime. That's weird. The next story was about an educational farm. I was like, the whole farm? The teacher is accused by the teen's father and mother of sending inappropriate texts. The mother discovered the text on her daughter's phone. And this, I believe the daughter's 15, right?
Yeah, 15.
The teacher is 43 years old.
Gosh.
The mother discovered the text on her daughter's phone and at 3 a.m. on Thursday morning alerted the police. The police looked at the messages and deemed that nothing illegal had taken place. The father and mother disagree. The next morning, the 43-year-old teacher came to the teen's home to talk to the father. He was told to leave, and when he refused, the father hit the man with a baseball bat.
Oh. Wait, sorry, that's not what I meant to hit.
The teacher did not press charges, and no legal action has been taken against the father or the teacher. What exactly was in the text messages in question? According to the Baltimore Sun, the father and mother described them as an emotional relationship that seemed inappropriate for a teacher and a student. However, the Baltimore Police Department disagrees. They claim to have found nothing in the text that suggests an inappropriate relationship has taken place between the student and the teacher. Father says that it was not one text, but rather dozens of texts sent between the teacher and his daughter.
Ugh.
Interesting that the teacher's not pressing charges.
Right. He was assaulted with the baseball bat by the father. If he was upright and blameless, you would think, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm just interjecting here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The story I read over the weekend said, not sure when he will be receiving his Father of the Year award. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but no.
Everybody was pretty much on the side of the father.
Nick Hancock is ready to rock. Scottish adventurer is headed to the Rock All Islet, the most isolated rock in British waters, located 260 miles west of Scotland's Western Isles. He hopes to stay there alone for 60 days and set a new world record for Rock All occupation. Three Greenpeace campaigners hold the current 42-day record. Tom McLean set the solo occupation record in 1985 with a 40-day stay. Check this out. He's going to spend 60 days by himself on what's called Hall's Ledge, a mere 11 feet by 4 feet. It's the only area of Rock All that can be occupied. It's only 11 by 4 feet.
Mm-mm.
He plans on using Skype to communicate with his wife, Pamela, and their 2-year-old son, Freddie. Why are you skipping out on your kid, man?
Yeah, man, you have a 2-year-old. You're like, you know what I'm going to do, honey? One of the most dangerous things in the world.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
but it's so I can get into this world record book. And my kid's going to be like, yay. Oh, wait, no, he's going to be sad. He doesn't have a father.
Oh, his survival pod, called the Rock Pod, created from an 8-foot yellow water tank, stores dehydrated army rations and fresh water, and uses a small wind turbine and solar panels to charge his satellite communications. To complete the initial climb up the face of the rock and haul the rock pod, Hancock says he has been practicing winching and strength training.
Gosh.
Rock All is about 80 feet wide and 100 feet long at its base and rises sheer to a height of approximately 70 feet. It is often washed over by large storm waves, particularly in the winter. Hall's Ledge is 13 feet from the top. Man, I don't understand the motivation want to do that. That sounds dumb to me.
Yeah. Blech. You have a 2-year-old.
I hate it. I hate it. I can't breathe because I hate it. I can breathe. Don't worry.
That's good.
Officials in Devon, England, are hunting for the owner of a tortoise that traveled nearly 300 miles in a truck and narrowly avoided being pulped. The turtle was likely picked up by curbside garbage collectors and hauled to a waste depot. After hibernating in piles of paper for several days, the turtle was transferred in a truck to a recycling plant where it was discovered by workers just before being pulped.
Wow.
I'm glad they found that turtle.
Me too.
That would have been nuts. Plus, I like turtles.
I miss my turtles.
Get that wolf away from me!
I'm Brian Fellow. It was great.
Sheldon was cool.
Sheldon was awesome.
I'm sorry that you lost Sheldon. Explain to people what happened.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you do.
Well, we bought a new house and sold our old house, and he was hibernating, and we did it during the, like, winter months.
Yep.
And so he was buried in our garden, and we're like, hey, when spring comes, it was actually part of the, like, contract. Can we have our turtle back, please? He's buried in the backyard. He comes out every spring.
Yeah.
And this spring, he didn't come out?
When you say turtles, it reminds me of Brian Fellows, who is portrayed by actor Tracy Morgan, who was in a terrible car accident over the weekend.
Yeah, bus accident. Everybody needs to be praying.
Yeah, it says here that Tracy Morgan underwent surgery Sunday as he recovers from injuries sustained during a fatal traffic accident.
Yeah.
His rep said Sunday, while Tracy remains in critical condition, he has been more responsive today. He sustained a number of injuries, including a broken leg, a broken femur, a broken nose, and several broken ribs.
Gosh.
He had surgery earlier. This was on Sunday on his leg. We expect him to remain in the hospital for several weeks. His family is tremendously overwhelmed and appreciative of the outpouring of love and support from his fans. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's doing better.
Gosh.
Sad stuff.
Yep.
Police say they've arrested a 32-year-old man after he allegedly shot his mom in the back.
Oh, wow.
He's not the worst son ever. He did take the time to walk her to the hospital before fleeing the scene. The victim was taken to surgery in stable condition but was able to tell police she'd been shot by her son. Ridiculous.
Yeah!
A North Dakota man came up with a creative way to try to get out of trouble with officers after being pulled over for a suspected DUI. The Fargo man refused a breath test and claimed he didn't speak English.
Oh, man.
When an officer approached his window, the man smelled like alcohol and seemed intoxicated. The officer also noticed an open bottle of apple-flavored vodka in the car. When the officer asked the man his name, the suspect said, "No habla."
No speako English.
What the man didn't know was that the officer spoke Spanish.
Oh.
So he asked the driver in Spanish his name. The driver didn't answer, and he was arrested. Know your languages, people. That's your look at breaking news. Let's take a look at Traffic Co. It's loading. Still
What's your name?
I'm on dial-up.
No habla. ¿Cómo se llama? Crap.
Hola. I'm Espanol. There's an accident at First and Lead. Lead or Lead?
Okay. It's Lead.
First and Lead occurred at 5:21 a.m., so a bit over an hour ago. Also, construction I-25 in Paseo. That's your look at traffic, because now the time has come.
Oh, snap. And it's here. Oh. I could press the right button. I had to press the right button.
This man over here was trying to shut you out.
I was trying to shut you out, Doug.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Doug, I like your shirt, and I don't understand why Steve-O wanted to shut you out.
I don't know.
It's because I was a Hulk Hogan kid, and he's a Macho Man kid.
But they were the Mega Powers.
They were the Mega Powers.
And then they were the NWO.
Bah.
Yep. All right. All right. June 9th, 2014 is the day. 160 days remaining. Or, I'm sorry, this is day 160. Now I'm all flustered. There's 205 days remaining in the year. First up this morning, lead singer.
Puddle of Mud.
Yes.
Wes Scantlin.
And the only remaining member of Puddle of Mud.
Really?
Yeah. But my sources tell me.
Like the only surviving member?
No, just the only guy still in the band.
It's like, come on, guys. 90s grunge is coming back.
I hope that real grunge comes back and not this.
Me too, because this was like end of 90s, early 2000s, and I was like, what is happening? Okay. 43.
36. He is 41 years old today. Next up.
Gross.
Could you take it all away?
Stop it. One of the Mickey Mouse Bunch.
Justin Timberlake.
No, he lives in water, usually.
Oh, Donald Duck.
Yes. Aquaman.
Oh, it's Donald Duck.
Donald Duck's birthday today.
Oh, Donald. He gets a bad rap all the time.
I wish I could do... My dad can talk like him.
Really?
I can do like a... But I can't make words.
Oh, Donald Duck is... Okay, hold on. Mickey was what, 29?
Donald was always my favorite.
19, okay.
He was my favorite one. He was always getting into crazy mix-ups. When you're Donald Duck, you just have to accept that your day is going to involve three or four crazy mix-ups.
I'm going to say he's 80.
And how come everyone hates ducks? Like, Daffy and Donald Duck are the
totally,
bad guys.
What's... Totally.
I don't know. Ducks are kind and caring animals. They love their young. They lead them across highways and their signs sometimes in nicer parts of the country. And they teach them how to swim. I think it's because of the story, The Ugly Duckling. Because all those ducks were mean to that one. Mm. And then that one turned into a swan. And everybody likes swans. Except for the black swan. But that's because nobody likes ballet. I think.
Yeah.
Donald Duck today. 80 is a good guess. 70.
80 is a good guess. Because he is 80 years old today.
1934.
Dang, so how old is Mickey?
I think 85.
85?
I think so.
Man.
I was a... Yeah.
Next up.
SportsCenter.
Yes. This time, an actual ESPN personality, a basketball sportscaster, former head coach in the college and professional ranks, well known as a college basketball broadcaster, known for his catchphrases such as baby and diaper dandy.
Dick Vitale.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
It's going to be awesome, baby!
That was good.
Thanks.
That was good.
He's, I feel like he's as old as Donald Duck.
Boom.
But I'm going to say 75 to be kind.
I'm going to say 72.
Today he is 75 years old.
Oh, man!
Two in a row, my friend!
He's heating up.
He's heating up!
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, next up.
No. I got two in a row.
Mark Hamill.
No.
Carrie Fisher.
No.
Han Solo.
No.
Pink.
Before that.
Oh, the prequels. Ewan McGregor.
No.
Christian Hayden. Hayden Christensen.
No.
That Natalie Portman.
Yes.
Yay! Yay! You should have played her rap song, Doug.
Oh, man. Oh, Natalie Portman.
I love you, Natalie!
Queen Amidala. Jane Foster.
Jane Foster.
She is 35.
Her rap song says a cuss word within like the first four
yeah,
words.
Yeah, gosh.
Awesome.
I was so thrown off when that came out.
I loved it. I hated it. Like, I mean, whoa. All of you, my friends listening, I hated it.
I'm going to say 35.
32.
She is 33 today.
Oh,
so close. I was hoping she was close.
I love you, Natalie.
And then next up.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Johnny Depp's B-Day?
Yep.
Whoa!
He was supposed to be here on Saturday.
It's a national holiday for all you ladies out there. Johnny Depp's B-Day.
Mel Gibson was front row for the UFC fight night this last Saturday night.
Yeah.
He looked like he'd been training. Is, yeah.
I'd heard a rumor that his plus one was Johnny Depp.
Oh, Snapola! Is Johnny Depp in a movie with Mel Gibson?
I don't know.
What's the name of that? Blood Father?
Blood the name Feather.
Of Blood Feather is a different thing.
Johnny Depp's birthday. There's some good birthdays today.
Oh, this isn't even the last one.
Wow!
No, Doug!
How can it not be?
Johnny Depp. First big appearance was in that scary movie, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, that's right. The first one, he got sucked into a waterbed.
Blew.
And then blood went... Or not a waterbed, it was just a bed.
Yeah, and then
blood shot out the top. And
also in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, dude. Yes. I watched that show all the time on Fox.
He was also in those old drug commercials.
Oh, that's right.
It's your brain on drugs.
And then he reprised that in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Dead. Boom!
Really?
Yeah.
The drug commercial?
Yeah. He did the drug commercial because there's this kid, like, high on drugs, sitting on the couch, played by Franklin Bash. What is his name?
Oh,
why can't I think
Meyer?
Of his name?
Oh, yeah.
Breckenmeyer. And he's sitting there, and Johnny Depp's like, hey, this brain on drugs. Any questions? And all of a sudden, he gets hit in the face with a frying pan. And Freddy Krueger says, yeah, I got a question. What do you want? All I see is some eggs in a frying pan. Nah! And then it turns into this crazy thing. And then Breckenmeyer gets destroyed and dead.
Ugh. Yeah. Freddy Krueger is mean.
He was terrible. I've seen them all.
I don't like
that's
those.
The kind of, that's the Baptist mom I had.
I don't like those movies.
Yeah. How old is Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp today is 43.
Oh, man. That was a really good guess. 45.
51.
Whoa! Dude, looking good, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp has aged a day.
He has not.
Wow. All right, for the last one, you guys just brace yourselves, please.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Huey Lewis?
No.
Michael J. Fox? Michael J. Fox! Ah!
Ah! That's pretty awesome.
Oh, don't do snap. It. I'm talking to myself.
Don't do it.
I'm not.
Wow, there's some great birthdays today.
I will always be inspired by how Marty McFly rode on the back of that truck.
Heck yes.
On that skateboard. He was hanging on. That guy turned around and he went, hey, just take me to school, man. I'm cool. I always wanted to do that, and it's so dangerous.
I really enjoyed Spin City.
Yeah, dude, that was a great show.
What was the one he? What was the TV show he was in when he was a kid?
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Don't take money. Okay. Michael J. Fox. Let's see. 1994. I'm gonna say 50.
60. 53 today.
Ah.
And then we go on to date. That's the wrong song.
But that's okay.
Wait. There we go. On this day in what year, Roman Emperor Nero committed suicide imploring his secretary to slit his throat to evade a Senate-imposed death by flogging.
What a weenie. That Nero, man.
Oh, Nero was a jerk. An antichrist, if you will.
All right, so then that means on this day in...
Gosh, how...
Think back to Theology Thursday.
No, yeah, you think about it!
I'm like, dang, dude, so I'm gonna say, like... No, dang it.
You blame the Christians, the fires are on.
240 A.D.
Hang on. 93 A.D.
68.
Dang it!
On this same what year, 500 Mormons left Iowa City and headed west for Salt Lake City, Utah, carrying all their possessions in two-wheeled handcarts.
Well, we'd ask that girl that emailed us a couple weeks ago, but she quit listening
to us. She quit listening to us, yeah.
The place he'd never been before.
Wait, was this when John Smith found all that stuff?
No, this is when Brigham Young took them out.
Oh, okay.
Because they were facing oppression from the government that didn't want them to marry multiple people because it's illegal.
Well, I was in a wagon. They say 1798.
1834. 1856.
Ah.
And the last date. Let's say, well, your comedian Richard Pryor suffered near fatal burns at his home when a mixture of freebase cocaine exploded.
Oh, wow. Dang. 1986.
1983. 1980.
Oh, man.
That crazy time.
Yeah.
On to number one hits.
Yes. That's right, I forgot!
Paint it black!
Yes, on this day in what year?
Stones!
Number one.
71.
You need to know this.
Nope.
You need to know this. Make it happen. 68.
Dang it. No, because...
No, that would have been Beatles territory.
Let It Bleed was...
Well, I don't know.
You know, I'm sticking with my original. 71.
69.
66.
Dang it. Okay. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh!
Cindy.
Cindy and I share a birthday.
1985. Later. Gosh, this song is so fantastic.
Matt from Spokane can nail this song.
Yeah, he can. He really can.
What do you say?
I'm sticking with 1985.
84. Mateo, you're correct.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
And the last one this morning.
No way!
Oh, let me think, let me think!
Because Inside Out's wiki-do wiki-do whack.
Oh, yeah, it is. We can
miss the make it. Jump, jump!
Daddy Mac will make it.
Jump, jump!
And Daddy Mac will make it.
Jump, jump!
Crisscross will make it.
Jump, jump! Don't
try to compare us. Oh, man. Oh, I know this. I know this. Because there was this kid named Chris in our youth group, and whenever we had a youth group function, he would sit over there with his tape player and listen to Criss Cross by himself.
92.
Ugh! 91.
92.
Yeah! I had this tape as well.
Yeah, but you didn't sit around listening to it by yourself.
Not by myself, no.
Today is National Body Piercing Week.
Woo!
National Flag Week. Automotive Service Professionals Week, and it is Donald Duck Appreciation Day.
Yeah! Awesome! I'm wearing my clothes backwards today, y'all.
Yeah. Now make your jump, jump!
Gosh.
You know who loves crisscross?
Huh.
Ryan Coon. Loves crisscross.
Oh. Shout out to the Coonmatic. The Rap Addict.
So, we need to call him today.
We do.
We need to call Coon and talk about crisscross.
1992. I was a bigger ABC fan. Do you guys remember Another Bad Creation? They were like other dudes that were like, it was a Boyz II Men, ABC, BBD, the East Coast Family.
I don't think I remember them.
They did like Playground, Aisha. It was the other group of little kids.
Oh, okay.
They were like, hey man, we're rappers.
I'm a rapper.
But I draw on my pants.
I'm a rapper. Give me the drugs.
Jermaine Dupri wrote the song Jump.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got a great show for you today. Sarah Kelly's joining us in studio.
Yeah. Nine.
That's exciting. Yeah, she performed last night in Santa Fe, making her way through Albuquerque. So we're going to be talking with her. Question of the day, of course, you got to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And coming up around the corner, it is Mad Lib Monday. Will it survive the apocalypse known as summer? I hope so. We'll see. It's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Let's take a look at traffic and see what's going on this summertime morning when nobody's driving.
What's crack-a-lackin', everybody?
Well, up in Rio Rancho, I'll tell ya. We got a fallen light pole.
Oh.
Highway 528 South at Southern Boulevard / Meadowlark Lane. Fallen light pole. Covers both sides of the street, apparently. Also, we have construction at I-25 and Paseo.
Yeah.
That's your look at driving.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I love summertime because school ministry's not in, so we like get over there, get our Americanos, get back.
Yeah.
No line.
No line.
It's pretty chill. It's good times. Speaking of good times, we talked earlier during breaking news about a gentleman who is collecting something. Something interesting. I don't know, man. Cereal boxes with
NASCAR stars.
Yeah.
NASCAR stars and cars.
He has over 300?
Yeah. 342?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Cereal boxes.
324.
With NASCAR drivers on it.
20 of them autographed by actual racing stars.
Well, he's made it into the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest collection of NASCAR cereal boxes. Started when he picked up a box of Frosted Mini Wheats. And he was like, I love racing.
Love racing.
I love cereal. It's my favorite time of day.
Heck yeah, dude.
That's why I eat cereal at 10 o'clock at night before bed, too. Gosh. 20 of them autographed by racing stars, and that's his ginormous collection. It's Monday. We thought we'd go light. Easy question of the day. This dude's got the most NASCAR-themed cereal boxes in existence.
Mm-hmm.
What's your crazy collection?
What's your crazy collection? What's something you love to collect that you have more of than anybody else? If it's toenails, don't call in because you're weird.
I have tons of Star Wars figures that I just need to figure something out with.
Yeah, you do.
Yesterday, I purchased a action figure with a tongue for a necklace. That was something.
That's pretty neato. You're weird.
Yeah. I got home and I'm like, Chrissy, look what I got! It's our Killo. He's a yellow lantern. See, he's got his tongue around his neck because Sinestro ripped it out because he was talking back to him. And it's a trophy. So he wears it on around his neck.
And she said, oh, you got a doll.
Yeah.
It's not a doll. It's an action figure. Get it right!
Or pay the price!
I'm a man! I don't collect dolls.
Gosh! Also, while we were down there, went to Astro Zombies. Picked up a couple Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic books. I'd say that's my number one collection at this point. Comic books.
Comic books. Probably
me
too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's mine.
I had to buy another long box yesterday, and I have taken to task the idea of alphabetizing.
That's
pretty
cool.
I don't know why, but I wanted to get her done. Static!
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How you guys doing this morning?
Awesome.
Awesome.
I bit my lip, and it kind of hurts, and it was bleeding earlier, so I'm going to have one of those, like, canker sore things, and that just sucks.
Oh, boo that.
Yeah.
That's a saltwater, man.
Saltwater, there you go. That's a good idea. All right, I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's not going to hurt at all.
Oh. You're all right. Thanks for a minute, but it'll go away.
All right.
Man up, right?
Man up. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Step one, man up.
Yep, that's true. All right.
I've got a small collection of Nintendo NES and Sega Genesis.
Nice!
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I picked up a Super NES recently, and I still have no games for it, but I was going backwards. I'm like, I'm going to go back and get it. I used to have hundreds of cartridges. So.
Yeah. I mean, I remember whenever I was a kid, we had like all these NES games. And one day I came home from school and they were all gone.
Oh, no!
Yeah, turns out my brother pawned it so he could take his girlfriend out on a date.
Oh, man.
Rock on, Chicago.
Priorities, man. He's obviously got his priorities backwards.
Yeah, he does.
It sounds super cool to me.
Oh, man. You know what ruined me with video game collecting? GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
The second somebody told me that I could trade in my collection and get like a third of what it was worth, I was like, I'm there. A third of what it's worth? I'm not totally getting ripped off. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But I want to buy a new game and I don't have the patience to save up money for it. So I'm going to trade everything in. Ugh.
Well,
Static.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Willie! I love you, Willie, I love you.
I love you both so much. I missed you guys, man. I just needed to give you all some love this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Dude, how are y'all doing?
You're calling us like 7 minutes early. We still got to do Mad Lib Monday. You know you got to call back.
Oh, you know I will, too. I just wanted to call and give you some love before we actually do Mad Lib Monday.
Yes, shout out.
I love it.
shout out. So much love. Happy happy Monday, gentlemen. We got a new week, a fresh week upon us. Unloved, unwritten. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Let's do it to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, doesn't it feel good? That feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. Yes. It feels fantastic, Willie. I love you and your motivation techniques.
Motivation.
Hey, man. I love you. Hey, Joe, have a good weekend.
Yes. Had a fantastic weekend. My boys beat the White Sox, and we're going to the championship game tomorrow night.
Woo!
Oh, shoot. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Little League chaos. So
No. That's where it's at. The Little League is the true league. It's the only one that really matters.
It really is. It's the purest sport in the world.
The purest.
It is. The Peewees, the Pikes, the itty-bitty little ones. They got it going on. They know because it's all heart. They got no skill. It's all heart.
All heart. All hard. It's awesome.
Woolly.
That's so awesome. Hey, gentlemen. Yes. I'm going to call back in about 7 minutes. But
good.
I just want to call and give you some love. All right?
Yeah. Shout out, Woolly.
Thanks,
Woolly.
Mad love. Adios, y'all.
All right, man. There you go. Woolly.
Now that's a collection.
Question of the day. It's posted. We want to know, what's the weird thing you collect? A gentleman this last week became the Guinness World Record collector of NASCAR-themed cereal boxes. Here's the thing. If you have to get that specific, are you truly, like, the best of collecting anything?
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, man, I am the number one collector of purple Hot Wheels.
Purple Hot Wheels.
They have to be purple with green stripes.
I have
seven, but I'm the only one that came forward to Guinness to say that I have a collection of purple Hot Wheels with green stripes. Static!
Purple Hot Wheels with green stripes are awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
It's awesome, and I think you're awesome.
That's true.
My phone is horrible. Sorry, guys. Can I get a song real quick?
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
Let's hear some Tell the World by Lecrae.
Ooh, Lecrae. I like
it.
You know what? I'm down with some Lecrae this morning. Let's do that. All right, buddy.
All right, man. We'll call back in, what, 6 minutes.
Yeah. 6 minutes. There you go.
Yeah, the Monday.
All right. We'll do it. Why not?
Right on. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you.
There you go. This last weekend, UFC was in town, and Benson Henderson, he came out with Swift's Our God. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. I like that. It was pretty cool.
Like this.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. And he's like, heaven or above. And it was like, yes, dude. Go punch that dude in the face multiple times. Awesome. Do it.
The Lord tells me to fight my enemies, so I punch him in the face and I kick him in the knees.
UFC.
Coming up in 5 minutes, it is Mad Lib Monday. Get your dialing fingers ready. The phone lines are already open. Producer Doug will take your call. He will take your call, and you will hang out on the line because it's 7:30. Mad Lib Monday. Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Right now, some Lecrae on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Now I'm a telephone teller. I'm a teller everywhere I go. Telephone teller. Yeah, I'm a billboard.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning!
Hey, y'all. Yo, what are y'all doing?
It's 7:30 on your Monday. You know what that means?
What?
You have a whole day to go.
Of what?
That's not what that means. I don't know, just life.
Stretching. Hang on.
The world.
Oh, yeah.
505-338-3700. Mateo's favorite segment.
No, it's not.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday.
I miss Claire. And Olivia.
We need your help.
And Ben and Brennan RJ.
We got a lot of words to get to.
Kid.
Light up them phone lines. 505-338-3700. We need your help. Need your help. We're going to fill out a Mad Lib. We need your words.
505-338-3700.
Static, hello.
Hi, guys. This is Claire.
Yeah!
I miss you.
Claire! We've missed you, Claire. We've missed you. How's your summer?
Good. How is yours?
Good.
Fantastic.
Have you gone swimming a lot?
A little.
Do you guys go on vacation yet?
In a week.
Whoa.
In a week?
Where are you going?
I'm going to golf camp.
Golf camp?
Golf camp.
That is awesome.
What? Oh, that's an accident.
That was
an accident. She would never hang up on us. She would never hang up on us.
Please call us back, Claire.
Claire.
Please, please. Static.
Hey, what do you need?
I need a noun.
A noun. Nose.
Nose. There you go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
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 Who's this?
It's Sammy.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Can I get an adjective from you?
Squishy.
Squishy. It's a good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
We need Claire to come.
Static!
Hey guys, it's RJ.
RJ!
What's up, man?
Nothing much.
Cool.
Beautiful.
How's your summertime?
Good.
It's good, man. Good to hear from you. Early in the morning on a Monday.
Early in the morning on a Monday.
I need a place.
A place?
Mm-hmm.
Venice.
Ooh, Venice.
Yes. Have you ever been there?
Nope.
Ah, it's beautiful. It's stinky, but it's beautiful.
Oh, stinky.
All right, RJ. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
All right. Static.
Hi, it's Olivia.
Olivia!
Olivia!
I saw Olivia and, oh, what's your brother's name? I just forgot.
Sterling.
Sterling. Yep. I saw them running around the other day.
Oh, nice.
Playing in the fountain, no less.
Oh, man. Olivia, I need a plural noun.
Okay. Bibliographies?
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow. You're not messing around this morning.
Thank you, Olivia.
Yeah, that was incredible. Tell your family hello.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Bye. Static.
Hi, I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up on you guys.
Claire,
it made me so sad.
We knew it was an accident. We knew you would never hang up on us because we would cry forever.
Wow. Wow.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. All right, Claire, are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
I need a part of the body.
Mouth.
Nice.
Yes.
Claire, I hope you have fun at golf camp.
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Tell Bryn we said hello.
All right.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you more.
Oh, man. Sweetest thing in the world. She's so adorable.
She's our buddy.
I can't handle the cuteness. It just hurts.
Everything is so cute.
Static. Hello. Sweet.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Would you like to participate in Mad Lib Monday?
Yes.
Awesome.
May I please have an adjective?
Kind.
Yes. Kind.
Are you kind?
Yes.
Good. Don't be a bully.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
There you go. Static!
What you need?
I need a noun!
How about, flippers?
Flippers.
Flippers. Flippers or clippers?
Flippers for your pee-pee.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too, bro!
Did he say flippers for your pee-pee?
Right?
Flippers for your tee-tee. Got it.
Hello!
Hello!
This is Sherry from Tierras.
What's
up? Hey, so what do you need?
Well, I need a part of the body.
How about toe?
Yeah!
I like that. Toes for your feet.
Oh, so awesome.
Hey, did you ever look at that Youth for Human Rights thing on the internet?
Youth for Human Rights thing? Yeah.
I looked it up.
There you go.
Oh, good. Cool. Okay, good. All right,
thank
bye.
You.
Have a great day.
Yes, I did look that up.
Good.
Factual, not lying. I actually did.
Static.
Let's do this. What do y'all need?
Yeah!
Roy. Hold your call back. Man, I'm faithful. Let's just do this.
I know it. Boom. Boom! I need an animal?
An animal?
Yeah.
Sasquatch. Boom.
Yes!
My favorite animal in the world. Next question.
Next! Sasquatch, next!
Done. The best. Except they never have them at the zoo.
Oh my gosh!
Sasquatch.
I love you, bro.
I love you, bro.
Oh,
and although I'm not nearly as adorable as all your other callers.
Yeah, no, that was still a really good word, bro. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm right here for you. Y'all have a good day. I'm excited for this end game, what we got coming up, all right? I'll listen to y'all. Peace.
Have a good one.
Later, right. Buddy.
Wooly, man.
He nails it.
He does every time.
Every
Static.
Time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need a verb past tense.
Verb past tense. Okay. Jump.
Crisscross will make you.
Ooh.
Jump.
There we go.
Jump.
Yeah. It's good. All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye.
It is Mad Lib Monday. We need your help trying to fill out this Mad Lib. We have four more. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's going to be a good one today.
It's going to be a good one. It's about ninjas and whatnot.
Some good cooperation.
Cooperation.
So far. So we need four more words. 505-338-3700. Static.
Yo, what do you need?
Part of the body.
Toenail.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we already got a toe.
No,
so
that's
let's
true.
Go
right.
Nose hair.
Got some of those?
Mm.
Yeah.
Kids, the older you get, the more nose hairs you get.
It's weird,
this
right?
Is true.
All right.
It's true.
Beautiful. That's perfect. Thank you. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Right.
Bye.
505-338-3700. We also posted the question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can chime in there.
Not a dang person's commented.
Gosh. Static!
Hi.
What
do you guys need?
I need an exclamation.
Exclamation. How about stop?
Stop! Or Expelliarmus! Stop's good.
That's what I say every time Mitch comes in the studio.
Yeah, it's true.
Just in case it works.
Yeah.
You never know.
And it hasn't yet.
One day it's going to work.
Yeah.
I'm a wizard.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Static.
Good morning. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah.
How are you?
Sarah.
I am well.
Good.
How are you guys?
We can't complain.
We're doing well.
It's good to see all the Oak Grovers calling in early on a Monday morning.
Oh, good. Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, no. How's summer? How's it going?
Summer's going well. I'm busy.
Yeah?
I'm having fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. All right. I need a verb ending in ing.
Boiling.
Ooh.
Okay. Is boil a verb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an action.
Boil water.
Yeah.
The water boiled.
I know, it just doesn't seem like...
There's two different kinds. You can have boils, which are nouns.
When I think of an action, I'm like, karate kick, punching.
You know?
And then I think of somebody standing over a stove watching water boil, and I'm like, there is no
but
action
think of what's
there.
Happening I know. In the water.
Well, you
chemical
do,
reaction.
You could do chopping for ninjas.
We're using boiling.
Okay, I did boiling.
All right.
Because we're using the ninja book, so...
Ninja
yeah.
book.
Sometimes, better.
Sometimes ninjas throw their enemies into boiling water.
No, yes, this is true. This is very true. So
boiling tar.
All right,
whoa!
Sarah. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, final word. Are we ready?
The final word.
All right, static.
Good day.
Hi, this is Bryn.
Bryn?
Yay!
We're using your book today, Bryn, the Kung Fu Ninja book that you gave us. So I need... Here's what I need. Thanks, Tanya. Here's what I need. I need a noun.
Dog.
Thank you, Bryn.
Bryn, you are amazing. Tell your mom thanks as well.
Yes, and Claire, and your dad.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
I love that family.
Give me this thing.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This is a book, actually, that Claire and Bryn got us.
Yes.
For the summertime, because they knew we were running low on Mad Libs. They bought us a new Mad Lib book.
And they support this segment.
And it's pretty great.
And when a little kid hands you a book about Mad Libs and says, please don't take away Mad Lib Monday.
We say, we'll never take it
away. I look at that kid and I say, you need to get it. You need to get with the real world, you little kid. Sometimes things get taken from you. But Mad Lib Monday will stay.
You did not say that.
No, I said okay.
Master Fishmouth was my first kung fu instructor.
Ooh, tell me about him.
And the most awesome nose ever. The man was a squishy legend in Venice, where he grew up. He still holds the record for breaking the most bibliographies. With his mouth.
No!
Yes.
He's a legend!
He broke them with his mouth. At my very first class with Master, he called me onto the floor. I'm too kind to die, I joked. Because I was kind of terrified. He handed me a tiny flipper for your TT. And told me to balance it on my toe.
That's good.
Then he slowly crouched down like a Sasquatch. This is terribly misspelled.
Whatever. It's okay.
In a flash, he jumped up and jumped in midair. Double jump. So he went, ha, ha! Like Mario double jumped. Swinging his nose hair dangerously close to my body.
Whoa!
And knocked the thing right off of me. Stop! The class screamed in awe. Clapping and boiling wildly. Master took a deep bow, but I couldn't even move. I was pretty sure my dog had actually stopped beating inside of my chest.
Wait, what?
It's because you're that 300 and something pound man that carries drugs in your navel.
Oh, man. Thus concludes a Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, y'all.
Dude, thanks to Claire and Bryn for hooking us up with the Ninja Mad Lib book, because this is excellent.
Thank you, too. And thank you to Tanya.
Thanks to everybody who chimes in for Mad Lib Monday and makes it awesome each and every week. We were scared.
Yes.
Summertime. Don't got the little kids calling because they ain't got school.
But they're hanging with it.
They're hanging tough. New Kids on the Block.
We're going to try to make, we're going to enhance Mad Lib Monday since everybody's keeping up with it. It's going to become better and better.
Ooh.
It's
coming
be
back.
Like Michael Bay recreating the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Okay. Explosions. Explosion. Camera flare.
Ah! I'm going to put on 200 pounds of awesome. Be like 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall and bulletproof. That's how I feel.
We got to take a quick break coming up. Man, it is Monday. We got the question of the day posted. Get there. Check it out. Sarah Kelly will be joining us in studio a little later on.
And we have a game coming up. Steve-O and I will be playing against each other to decide which Disney movie we belong in. That's right. Live on the air, we'll be taking a quiz over Facebook. And we're going to see who gets the lamest movie.
Yes, I can't wait. All that and more on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Hey, y'all, it's me.
Oh.
Grandpa Free.
Hey, buddy.
I showed up because I need to talk to you about your body odor. Let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah, oh, accents. I don't use that.
That was a plug.
Yeah.
I'm pretty funny when I want to be. Hey, listen, why you smell so bad?
I'm sorry. It's Monday. Nobody.
It's all right.
I didn't think about the fact that Sarah Kelly's coming in the 9 o'clock hour.
You got a female coming
in. I really should have thought this through better.
That girl ain't going to like you.
Gosh, I'm so good with words.
Yeah, you should. You should be if you're on the, if you're on this radio and whatnot. Let me ask you something, son. When's the last time you took some pine needles and rubbed them on your armpits and on your butt?
Oh, man. You have to do traffic, Grandpa Friend. This
when
is your one
is
job.
When is the last time you took some pine needles, rubbed them on your armpits and your butt, and then I'll do traffic?
I don't remember.
You need to do that, yeah. Now. It's a fresh piney smell. You smell like a man. People quit getting confused. I won't have to explain to my friends that you ain't a girl.
Thanks, Grandpa
I'm
Friend.
Sick of having that conversation. Good grief. Y'all, let me tell you now, we got construction going on I-25 and Passaic. And then we got way up there, Rio Rancho up there. Falling light pole. Who knocked it over,
no
Steve-O?
Clue.
Was it you?
It wasn't me. I don't live that far.
Was it you and your search for masculinity?
Oh, man.
Is that what happened?
Grandpa Fred, you know what?
You got that purple boy in there.
Respect my elders. Respect my elders.
That's right. Respect them. I'm it. I'm hundreds of years old. I'm older than every elder you see.
Ah!
That's right. I saw the fall of Atlantis.
Yeah.
Years and years ago. It was a real place, Doug. Real. I don't respect you wearing that purple shirt. I saw that Mateo had on purple pants. And it worried me. So my boy TJ got on him on the social media. And I was like, me and that TJ lined
Grandpa Friend, people have been waiting patiently for this stupid Disney thing.
Let me tell you what I've been waiting
you,
on.
What?
My ship to come in. My ship to come in. So I can get out of here and go be a famous Hollywood TV star.
Trying to get out of Dodge, as they said back in your
I've
day.
Been in Dodge now. Dodge, Kansas. I've been there. It ain't nothing to it. Ain't nothing
is
about
that
it.
Where that comes from?
Yes.
Oh.
Get the heck out of Dodge, am I right?
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
All right, I'm on go.
All right, 505-338-9232.
Gosh. You smell bad.
That guy. Man, I don't know why you let that guy in here.
It's funny for me.
Ugh, the worst.
Doug, I want to apologize because he was making fun of your shirt and I love it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am. Okay, we need some... Yes, perfect!
So, you like taking these stupid Facebook quizzes, and it's probably the number one reason why I don't have Facebook.
I know. I'm the only one that likes taking them. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, no props.
Who were you in the Justice League?
I was.
Who
well,
were you
time?
On Lost? Who were you on this? Who were you in that? What's your favorite country?
Kazakhstan? Which was really weird.
Yeah,
quiz was weird.
It's an interesting outcome.
Okay, so here's the deal. Our producer, Doug, found this one. Which Disney movie do you belong in? You and I are both big fans of Disney movies. Okay. On the count of three, we're going to shout out our top number one favorite Disney movie.
I have three.
Nope, you can only go with one.
No, I have three. They're on number one.
Are we going to go animated or are we going to include Pixar? Because that's almost not fair. Can we just go animated?
Yeah, let's just go animated.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Robin Hood, Sword and Stone, and Peter Pan.
You can't say three.
Yes, I can.
You got to say one.
Nope.
Because then I would say that same time period, except it'd be Aladdin.
Nope.
Then probably Lion King.
Hey, which one's your favorite kid?
Oh,
point
man.
Made. All right. Let's continue.
You can't do that.
It happened.
Ugh.
It happened.
All right. If we're talking everything, though, probably Meet the Robinsons.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I guess we should leave computer animated out.
We have
out.
To leave computer animated out because then Meet the Robinsons isn't
let's
there.
Let's go 2D, hand-drawn, or whatever animation.
Aladdin.
But seriously, I have a hard time deciding whether or not it's Peter Pan, Sword in the Stone, or Robin Hood. So it's been those three my entire life.
Least favorite Disney movie. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Bambi?
I love you.
Yeah. Or Dumbo.
Gosh. Both of those!
Dumbo
stupid
is
animals,
miserable.
And you cry!
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Dumbo!
It's the worst. Dumbo is the worst.
Okay, we're going to take this quiz. First question. You ready?
Yeah, where would you like to live?
All right, pick your choice.
Wait,
I'll read the choices. Don't say which one you're going to pick.
Okay.
The choices are Hawaii, Greece, France, London, somewhere where I can be in touch with nature. That's probably Grandpa Friend's. Right where I am, Canada, which is your choice, and Los Angeles.
That is not my choice. All right, ready?
Yes.
Boom.
Next question. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, you can't say that's okay. I got
love songs, oldies, classical, pop, acoustic, alternative, Broadway, reggae.
Next.
What kind of movie do you like to watch?
Come on!
Comedy, musical, indie, inspiring, nature documentary, animated, romance, drama.
None of the above. Where's action movies?
Yeah, no, it's not in there.
So what would I go with then? Drama?
I don't know.
Doug, action movie is not in the stupid Disney quiz. They're going to get me all wrong. Inspiring? Because that's kind of action, right?
Yeah, you would do inspiring.
No, I would not. Would I?
Well, I mean, baseball movies
drama.
Are inspiring.
Yeah, but there's drama.
It's true.
Gosh, why am I overthinking this stupid Facebook
quiz? I don't know.
Quiz?
The next one, though, has a Pixar character. So
pick a couch.
It's got a picture of a bunch of couches.
Yep.
Oh, man. These couches are interesting.
Man,
I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going to pick the... Okay.
Okay, the next question. What could we find you doing on a Saturday? Number one, hanging at a beach, playing with my kids, hiking, singing, reading, sports, watching movies, making something. Pick to that one. All right, the next one is a bunch
no,
of...
No, I haven't done that one yet. What would I do on a Saturday?
Okay.
What, do you think playing with my kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good grief.
Okay. Pick a color.
Yeah, the next one's a bunch of colors.
They don't have my favorite color on here. This is stupid.
It's a Disney quiz.
You know what? I wanted army green. That's my favorite color.
That is your favorite
color. The only other green on here is this ugly lime green, which is a great color if you're branding a radio station, but not if you want to pick a color.
Or if you're designing your own shoes.
Ugh. All right, fine. I'm going with this one.
What time period do you think you belong in? Mm. Victorian era, the Renaissance, the 1920s, present day, the 1990s, the 1980s, ancient Greece, or the 1950s? Got it.
Yep.
Pick a dream job. Mm-hmm. Nanny, surfer, artist, baker, athlete, king or queen, park ranger, musician.
Got it.
Calculating.
Calculating. Here we go. What?
What did you get? What did you get?
What?
You probably got the same one as me.
I belong in the movie Lilo and Stitch. I am fun-loving, cool, and a bit quirky. I should be surfing it up with Lilo, Nani, and of course Stitch.
Mine's incorrect.
What did you get?
Fantasia. But it says, you belong in Fantasia. You love music and tend to be more serious.
What?
Yeah.
What did you pick for your dream job?
Musician.
Uh-huh. I picked surfer. Wonder if that's what... These quizzes are stupid!
You know, the other day we both took a... that quiz is on Facebook. I'll find it and post it on Static's Facebook so all
so
of you
that you can waste 3 minutes of your life.
We want y'all to waste y'all time, too, because that's what we have to do for 4 hours.
I took a quiz the other day, a Justice League. Which member of the Justice League would you be?
Mm-hmm.
You got Batman, and then you got...
Cyborg. Which I thought was more accurate.
I would have pegged you for Green Arrow.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, okay. Sorry. If they had... That's probably the combination of those two. So
but
yes.
My thing, the first time I did it, I got Green Lantern. Which I was like, no!
He's cool.
I wanted the Flash, honestly. But the Green Lantern, I read the description, and it is me.
Yeah.
It was me to a T. Like, Dawn started laughing.
Yep.
So then, I was like, well, there were a couple of answers that I could have gone different ways with. So I went back and did it again the next day and changed not one, not two, three or four answers.
Yeah.
Green Lantern. Again.
Maybe there's more to these quizzes than we think, because I belong in Lilo and Stitch. I'm fun-loving, I'm cool,
Luke
I'm a bit quirky.
Luke is stoked right now.
Luke, my son, my middle son, his favorite.
He's going, yes.
Favorite Disney character
now,
is
Now, I will
Stitch.
Say this. In Fantasia is one of the most terrifying cartoons ever.
Yeah.
It's that Halloween night cartoon.
How do you belong in there? What are you, like a magical broom that sweeps the floor?
Absolutely. I prefer to think of myself as a wonderful wizard.
Mickey is like the only person in it. Everybody else is...
Nuh-uh, dude. There's fairies running around. There's a dinosaur thing.
No, I don't.
In Fantasia.
I've never really actually seen it more than just like the marching brooms.
Fantasia
and stuff.
Was so boring.
Yeah, I know.
I remember.
You belong in the most boring Disney movie of all time.
I was really, really hoping for Robin Hood or Sword in the Stone.
I really wanted to be Aladdin. Mm. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Guys, we'll post it to our Facebook, and you too can figure out what you're supposed to be doing with your life.
Because I'm supposed to be a professional surfer in Hawaii, apparently.
These quizzes are like the new guidance counselors of the modern day era. It's like, yeah, but I could go see a guidance counselor,
or I could just fill out this Facebook quiz.
Am I right?
What country am I supposed to live in?
Let's find out, Facebook.
Amen.
Gosh, Australia. Amazing.
Amazing.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning!
Hey, everybody.
Team Austin Morning Party, welcome to the show. It's Steve O'Mateo. Question of the day is posted. A dude recently got into the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most NASCAR-themed cereal boxes.
Interesting.
Not the biggest waste of your life, however.
Close. Close.
We saw another story this morning of a dude that is finally selling his video game collection. According to Guinness, it is the largest such collection in existence. The world's largest video game collection. Collection consists of 10,607 games, all verified by Guinness during an official count. This is as well as 400 plus more games that have been acquired since. The current auction price is at $98,000. That's crazy.
That is
so
crazy.
We were talking about collections and whatnots. What's the craziest thing you collect, or do you know somebody who collects something that's just outlandishly weird? Got a few comments on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. On El Cuestione de la Diez Dios. Yes, yes.
What do you know, guys? I'm having issues with the computer.
Woo! What? Shout out to old computers.
Shout out time. Let's see. We got a couple comments. I feel like more people are going to participate in the Disney quiz. Maybe that should be the question of the day. But it's
question
okay.
of the day. What Disney movie do you belong in?
Fill out this quiz that we didn't make up.
Yeah.
Nathan says socks. I like to collect socks. Clean, of course.
That's good.
SB says, I like hats, but I don't like wearing them too long. And I like earrings. And I used to collect ticket stubs for movies, concerts, etc. Most of my concert tickets were for M88-sponsored events.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still collect all the movie tickets. I didn't
really
think about that. Every movie I go see, I keep the stub. Put it in
I
my
used
wallet.
To.
I have tickets from years. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, long time ago.
I used to collect my movie tickets.
I like it.
I had a huge collection.
Huge.
Finally, I was like, all right, these got
to
go.
These got to get thrown
and then
away.
My concert tickets are only, like, the big ones.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, keep the U2 ticket. Oh, Bjork at Red Rocks. Oh, Mumford at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Those mm-hmm. big events.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of concerts, last night Sarah Kelly threw down in Santa Fe. She'll be here in the 9 o'clock hour hanging out with us. We're going to have to make her take that quiz.
We are. Our boss, Maria, was sending videos to us.
Yeah.
She's so good!
So, yeah, we're excited. It'll be cool coming up. Now, we were talking about these crazy collections, and producer Doug found a list of, of some interesting ones.
You thought socks was gross.
Collecting socks is cake compared to these monstrosities. Let me read them to you.
These are like the oddest collections in
these
the world?
These are very weird collections that are real and strange. Graham Barker's Naval Fluff Collection.
Gross.
Some people see Naval Fluff or Belly Button Lint as life's little annoyance, but not Graham Barker.
Nope.
He began collecting these little fluffs in 1984, and now has the world's largest collection of naval fluff, according to the GBWR, Guinness Book of World Records.
Gotcha.
GBWR.
Yeah.
It was on the 17th of January, 1984, that I found myself under-occupied in a youth hostel in Brisbane. The night was steamy and stormy, too wet outside and too hot inside to do very much. My attention drifted to my belly button. There it was, fluff. I must have seen it before that night, but this occasion was the first time I ever picked it out and wondered about it. What was it made of? What was its purpose? What was its end game? I became curious about how much naval fluff one person could generate,
Enough to stuff a cushion, maybe? Enough to send in a letter to your friend? Enough to build a bear out of? The only way to find for sure was to collect it and see. My first piece of naval fluff was stored in an empty film canister. The collection had begun.
That's so gross!
1984.
He started collecting belly button lint,
30
basically.
30 years ago this year. Interesting.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
also
interesting's
means,
one way to put it.
This also means that my sister turns 30 in November.
Awesome.
Because I just realized she was born in 1984.
November what?
12th.
Okay.
Because I'm August 12th. I'm August 12th. She is November 12th. And Allison is born in September. And I don't know the day.
Oh, my baby sister was born in September as well.
But it was in 86. I think it's the 20-something.
Hmm.
Sorry, Allison. She's not listening. It's okay.
How do you know?
I know.
She listens to me every day.
I can feel
she
it.
She tweets me every day.
Allison does?
Yeah, totally. All the time.
Mm.
No, never actually.
Right. Number two. Like its name implies, the Air Sickness Bag Virtual Museum is all about vomit bags. Check it out, vomit fans. Indeed, it catalogs more than 2,000 photos of air sickness bags from all around the world.
Gosh.
In addition to airplane air sickness bags, the website also has a collection of bus sickness, seasickness, even space sickness bags. Though most are underwhelming in terms of design, some are actually quite artistic. Virgin Atlantic Airlines even held a Design for Chunks project in 2004. Where artists submit their designs to be put as limited edition barf bags. You can't polish your turd and make it art now. And you can't put a design on a barf bag and it be anything more than a container for vomit.
I don't want to judge, but I gotta try and fences. Figure out like why some of these collections are collections.
See, we got a handcuff collection. We have a fish poster collection.
Okay.
Medical antiques. We have toilet seat art. That could be really interesting. Soviet calculators.
Man.
We got
Peter Benson has a ginormous antique radio collection.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He collects antique
radios. Because
he
works in radio. It makes sense.
That does make sense. Barf bags don't make sense to me.
Phil Miller's sugar packets. Okay. But he's a sucrologist. Yeah, so
okay.
He studies sugar and stuff,
yeah,
so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
The Asphalt Museum.
Oh.
Let's read about this. It sounds super hyper and exciting. The Asphalt Museum is actually a real museum in a real building in Sacramento, California. But it's weird enough that we'll just have to include it on this list. It has a large collection of, you guessed it, everything asphalt. Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him.
Static.
Hey, guys.
SB.
Yeah. I had to call in because I didn't get to call in earlier.
No.
Well, that's good.
My phone, like, fritzed out on me. I swear Mateo must have cursed it or something.
Wow. You better believe it. I got powers.
He's not a
anyways,
wizard.
I have heard of people collecting, like, gold teeth and stuff like that.
Gross, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, my mom's mother had a collection of, like, silver teeth and gold teeth and other dentist type equipment, and I kind of wonder how you collect those.
I don't know.
My family members are amassing quite the collection of that.
Yeah, I'm
like,
amassing my own collection.
In their mouths, they're actually taking them out of other people.
No, just in their mouths.
Punching them and taking them.
Yeah.
Anyways. You guys have a lovely day. It was
you
fun
too,
talking
SB.
To you again.
All right.
Hey, SB, before you go,
You
know we got that Run River North concert coming up, right?
Monday.
Oh, my gosh. I keep singing that song. Every time it comes on the air, I sing it, and then when my husband gets in the car later, I'm still singing it.
Yeah. There you go. So Monday, July 14th.
That's going to be your next concert ticket that you collect.
Do not miss out, because there tickets are going really, really quickly.
$5.
Yeah.
$5.
I think that's a big part of it, and the fact that it's Run River North.
What?
So, yeah.
I might, because the 14th would be 2 days after my one-year anniversary.
Boom,
that would
there
be
you
kind
go.
Of a neat.
Be an incredible concert, so I cannot wait. Been telling everybody about it.
Okay, cool. Right. Well, I'll talk to you guys again, I'm sure.
All right, there you go. SB!
Bye.
505-338-3700. Question of the day.
Question
weird
of the
collections.
Day.
We found a list of weird collections,
yeah.
but It all spawned from a gentleman who just hit the Guinness Book of World Records for most NASCAR-themed cereal boxes.
Which is important.
Gosh. Static.
I was listening to you guys talking, and it reminded me when I was younger, because my dad is a botanist of sorts, and my brother and I, we were collecting cactuses, small potted cactuses, for a very long time.
Yeah.
How many did you collect?
I think we wound up collecting between the two of us maybe about 30.
Okay.
Nice.
I thought you were about to say. We collected about two of them.
We got two, maybe three. I can't remember. I don't know.
Oh, that's amazing. See, cactuses.
Cactuses. Cacti.
Why not? Yeah.
Killer cacti.
I collected toys.
Yeah,
I did too.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. 505-338-3700.
Just say bye when we say bye to you. That's all.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Mark the Bus Rider.
Hey. Bus Rider Mark.
How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. I'm driving my sister to school right now, so it's like I'm the bus driver.
Wait, gross! Wait. How are you driving? You're a bus rider. You ride the bus. You're environmentally friendly. You're ruining the economy.
No, he's driving his sister. She's environmentally friendly.
Ah! Yeah, this is carpooling. It's friendly. Carpooling. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what's your collection?
I collect novelty 3D glasses because I used to work at the theater for a long time. So I've got like my hot pink Katy Perry Experience glasses.
How much you want to sell them for? Did she wear them? Did she wear them?
No. Stop.
No, they're still in the packaging. No. They're mint.
No, Katy Perry.
I love Katy Perry.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What is your most valuable set of 3D glasses that you have?
I've got a couple of the ones they did for the Disney movies that they redid in the 3D. So they have like the Lion King 3D glasses.
Nice.
What movie? We just went and saw a movie recently, and I saw these really rad 3D glasses behind the counter. I was like, how do you get those?
What was that?
Was it Spider-Man one?
Spider-Man.
Might have been Spider-Man or X-Men.
I think it was Spider-Man.
Or Godzilla. No, it wasn't Godzilla. It might have been Spider-Man.
I think it was Spider-Man.
And they had like the webbed. Are they like stupid expensive? You just got to pay extra for them?
No, the ones I collect are the ones that they just do to promote the movie. They're just free, but you just have to grab
free.
Them before they run out.
Free?
They had them behind the counter, and I didn't get one.
I ain't get no things.
Well, they're free if you ask nicely.
I ain't gonna ask nobody for nothing. I just want to give them to me because I know instinctively that that's what I want.
Wow, that's probably why we don't get anything. So, there you go. Right on, guys. Bus rider.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Mark. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Weird collections.
Weird collections.
Static.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
So I play guitar. I have a guitar strap, and usually whenever I go someplace, I collect pins. Like, and put them on my guitar strap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have about, like, 50 pins.
Dang, dude.
Wow.
That's a lot of pins.
That's rocking, yo.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Keep rocking.
Keep on rocking.
Thank you.
Free world.
I will.
Yes.
You guys keep rocking too. See ya.
Right on. All right. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I thought she was going to say guitar picks. I used to collect guitar picks if I could get them.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was always like up front, I got to get a pick.
Jamie Hayes, who is moving here.
Yeah.
The original drummer from Waverly is moving to Albuquerque.
What?
That's right.
We're amassing a collection. We're collecting Waverly
members. Nashville friends.
So far, I've got two.
Who's next?
All right.
If you get Coon, that accounts to four.
Oh. Okay.
Called him fat. Just,
okay. Static!
Hey, I got one for you guys.
All right.
My sister actually collects rocks. She'll pick up every rock from everywhere she goes, and she'll put it everywhere. She'll put it in her room.
My kids collect those in their shoes. They collect that and dirt. And
I like to collect rocks in my teeth.
They do the same thing. They bring it in the house and they just put it everywhere. So it's pretty good. Sand.
Yeah, we're in Phoenix and we stopped like five times. So she went and picked up like five rocks. It feels like my car is like filled with them now.
Gosh,
that's pretty cool, man.
Rocks. So weird what people collect. It's interesting. Does she have a rhyme or reason why or how that started?
No, she just says it's for the memories. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. I would love to go see if she could actually go, okay, where was this rock from?
Thanks for the memories. Yeah,
I'll go in her room and she'll tell me.
Wow.
I got new rock.
She loves rock.
Yeah.
All rock right. and roll, little kid.
There you go. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Let's see what else we got.
Embarrass yourself for hilarity's sake. We want to know what you collect that's freaky.
Ryan says, I know a girl who collects tea infusers, those things that hold the tea leaves for steeping.
Okay,
hey, man, what you doing? You know, just steeping tea leaves and whatnot. It's been a really interesting day. Also, I can see into the wall. Those aren't tea leaves, my friend.
There you go.
You're what we like to call in the industry, high as a kite.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Crystal says penguins and fun socks.
She collects penguins?
Penguins? Isn't that illegal? I'm going to ask
her. Wait, say penguin.
Penguin. We know this.
We do?
This is old news.
Oh,
this
okay.
has been covered by every DJ here. Multiple times.
Is it just a southern thing?
Penguin.
I've never heard it pronounced penguin.
It's because it's mispronounced on purpose.
But you
cute.
Say pen.
Penguin.
Like if, hey, can I borrow a pen? You
yeah.
don't say a peen.
Yeah, it's on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Penguin. Doesn't sound as interesting.
No, it doesn't.
Penguin.
All right.
All right, I'm going to ask her, isn't that illegal?
Thieves know. Really collects dead batteries?
Probably not. Probably yeah. just...
There you go.
Well, maybe he does, because we got a ton, Thebes, if you'd like.
Yeah, we do.
Be here this weekend.
Thanks to these new headphones that require batteries.
We've read the other two.
Yeah.
So check it out. Go to our Facebook. Question of the day is posted. It'll be up there all day.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got to take a break. Coming back, we're going to have Sarah Kelly in studio hanging out with us. We're going to make her take that crazy quiz that y'all made us take and see what she comes up with. Hopefully something better than Fantasia. Am I right?
Fantasia is lame, and that's what I got.
Yeah.
So, fine.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We said our least favorite Disney movies. We
yes.
didn't even mention that one because it's so lame, I've never even seen it fully.
Part of me doesn't qualify that as a Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a lot of people responding to that, though.
Amazing.
Go to our Facebook, take part in the quiz, and maybe even scoot over and answer the question.
There you go. Right back, American Authors and More, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo hanging out with you.
Hey!
And welcoming into the studio. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Sarah Kelly, what? What are you doing?
I am having a great time. I played in Santa Fe last night and here with you guys today.
Yeah, this is cool. This
I wish you would have
cool.
said, I played in Santa Fe last night. Boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
That
funny.
Is terrible.
It's so it's a funny joke.
Oh, my.
Man. So, yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's been way too long.
It's been some serious years. Last time I saw you, Joey Belleville was my co-host, and gosh, that was like 06?
Yeah, probably 06. I kind of fell off the face of the earth, if you didn't notice. I went to Sweden.
Sweden?
Yes, and I'm a top 30 artist in 5 countries now, so it's
love
been...
Love Swedish fish, so
whoa.
Works out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you know that Swedish fish aren't really Swedish, though? I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
How do you know?
I don't even know how to live with
she's been to Sweden.
Because I lived in Sweden.
Where are they from?
What about Swedish meatballs?
No, those are real.
Oh, okay.
And my mother-in-law makes the best. Swedish chef is real, but Swedish people do not sound like the Swedish.
Do they sound like?
Sure?
Do they go? Chocolate?
No, no. They sound more like. They do. They do have a little bit of like a hum, hum, hum when they talk.
Okay.
Do they sound like? Okay. Steve-O's never seen it.
I've never seen.
Do
it.
Do they sound like the dude in that store in Frozen? The big
never
guy.
Seen Frozen.
Have you seen Frozen?
You know, I'm horrible
okay.
person. I don't have kids, so I no, I have. Not
I want
seen
you to
Frozen.
Know.
I have 3 kids, and I have not seen Frozen.
Yeah,
so.
But don't listen to this guy. He life goals things.
I do.
Oh man.
For no reason.
Boycott, man. I grew up Baptist. So I got to boycott everything.
That's right.
I don't like something. Boycott.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we go. Yeah, we throw it down.
Yeah.
So
we did that in the Assemblies of God too. So,
yeah, there you go.
We were big at that.
Okay. Sarah Kelly. In studio with us, artist extraordinaire. It has been some years. So share a little bit about this. Because, you moved across the pond.
Yes, I moved to Sweden. I found myself an amazing husband.
Whoa. Okay.
Yes, 2008, I got married.
All right, congrats.
He is the best thing that's ever happened to me. 5 years of bliss. And honestly, it's like, I call him Swedish Jesus because he's kind of
Swedish Jesus. Because,
well, but you know those pictures of Jesus where they have like the blonde hair and the blue eyes and like the Lutheran churches?
He's holding a Swedish baby in our statue over there. So,
no, but my husband looks like the Swedish version of Jesus.
There you go. It's perfect.
Like, or the Javalia guy on the commercials.
Yep.
I married that guy. So I'm like, I'm super lucky and he's an awesome producer. And I could not tell you how happy and how much restoration and everything that God has done in my life. I kind of had tough ride there the first time around. So it was a lot to go through, but I'm really, really happy and whole. And we're leading worship at a huge church now in
The
Woodlands, Texas. It's about 17,000 people. It's called Fellowship of the Woodlands. Ooh. It's amazing, amazing church. And we run a music school, which is the love of my life. And I've always wanted to be a teacher. The artist thing kind of just happened.
Yeah.
And so we have 54 artists that are learning how to make a living doing this underneath me. And it's just so much fun to take them on the road and show them the ropes and pass the torch on to the next generation.
It's pretty amazing.
It's so much fun. I love it.
Last time you were here.
Oh, gosh.
This was 2003.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Was it 2003? When
yes.
Did this come out? Okay.
Lord have mercy. You're not playing this, are you?
Goatee Records. Was this Goatee? Were you on Goatee?
Oh, yes. Yet? I was on Goatee for 3 albums. So,
dude. Listen, that's you singing.
That's you. It's been some time.
It has.
Now you are training up that next generation. We have someone from that next generation the next room that we're going to have to talk about coming up. But you have new music.
I do. I think I'm making my best music ever. Yes. Europe has been a good influence on me.
Yeah?
It has.
That's good.
And so has my husband.
Yeah.
He's like sick.
This is good. Like, not like physically sick, though.
Just no,
like,
awesome. He's sick.
He's
good.
Sick.
Awesome.
Like,
he's like sick. There you go. Okay, good. Yeah. When you say it, you have to say it like that, or else
sick.
We think he's ill. And then
he's
like,
sick.
Oh,
yeah, we'll
no,
pray for him. We'll
no,
start praying.
We'll totally pray for him. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That sucks, bro. Okay, we'll totally pray for him. All right, there you go. Nope. Don't put the oil away.
I pray silently.
It's okay.
Put the oil away.
So, he's just sick. There you go. Okay.
No, yeah, he's a great producer.
Tell us about this new music. What you got going on?
Okay, I made an album called My Corner of Heaven. And keep in mind that in Europe, my audience is 99% not Christians.
Right.
So I have a whole new view of worship as an evangelism tool.
Yeah.
All right? Like, you don't have to just sing in church. As long as you're good and as long as your band is awesome, they will listen.
Right.
And if not, then they won't. And
interesting concept.
That's just
if you don't suck, people will enjoy your music.
It's so true,
it's
though.
Almost like if people made really good art, more people might listen and hear the message behind it.
No, I know. That's what I have.
It doesn't sound right. I feel like you need more acoustic. You need more Jesus in it.
No,
JPMs. I feel like you're just backsliding.
But do you know what, though? The funny thing is I like sing Amazing Grace the same way I sing at my church. They love it. They love it. They don't mind if you wear, like, I wear my faith. I kind of like wear like an awesome rock and roll coat. Like,
okay.
I'm like, you know, I'm proud of it. It's something that if someone
you
is
love
like,
rock and roll.
So, I love
good.
Rock and roll.
That's
oh,
good.
Are you kidding me?
It's good.
Rock and roll.
Maybe. Rock and
so,
roll.
So, yes. So I'm just saying that it's time to, like, you know, wear our faith proudly. And then when they come at you, like, oh, you're a Christian? You're like, yeah. And you give them the eyes that are like, I'm going to fight if you want.
What? What?
You know,
I thought you were going to shank me for about 3 seconds.
Yeah,
those
like,
are crazy
if you,
eyes.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want to go there, I will go there with you. But if you're going to judge me, then, you know,
let's
you kind
do
of.
This.
And then
three
they
rounds,
leave you alone.
Minutes.
Yeah, they leave you completely alone and let you do your thing. And it's wonderful.
Absolutely. There's this like stigma. We were just talking about it this last week. Mm-hmm. When talking about our radio station, the identity having Christians on the station or being a quote-unquote Christian radio station, there's this negative stigma because that term is awful. Like when you think of marketing something, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. when anybody hears Christian, they think crappy or hypocritical or mediocre at best when you're talking any kind of art form, whether it's a Christian film or Christian music or whatever.
Well, I'm honestly thrilled to be here today, but I kind of thought my days at being at Christian radio were over because my sonics, not because of my message, because my sonics do not fit in between Mercy Me and Casting Crowns.
Right.
So that's
good because we don't play either of those things.
Perfect.
So that's good.
But it's just, there is a very tight box for Christian music, quote unquote Christian.
Yeah.
When honestly, the whole concept of this album, though, you're going to laugh, you're going to love this, is this idea of this corner of heaven where all the rockers that kind of barely squeak by. We barely get in. We're going to get together and we're just going to rock out in the language of guitar solo. So it is
I hope Slash is there because he's one of the best guitarists.
Well, you know,
I just don't know.
You know, he played on my second album.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
No.
Slash
played on your second album?
Yes, he did.
Cred just went through the roof.
How did that happen?
Through the roof.
The Guns N' Roses producer, Mike Klink, produced my second album.
Gosh.
Speaking of that guy.
Yeah.
You said he's also working with our friend out here, right?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Slash played on your second record?
Yes, he sure did.
Through the roof.
Thank you. My first tape
was Appetite for Destruction.
That's how I got big in Europe.
So. That's crazy.
So and when he called, he was in, I guess he was like in some kind of rehab or something and heard my album and really wanted to play on it. I mean, as a Christian, what am I going to say?
I'm sorry, you smoked too many cigarettes.
You
wear a wizard hat.
He doesn't wear a wizard hat. It's like a
magician
top hat. Awesome.
Hat. Yeah, Abe Lincoln hat.
Yeah.
No, I was honored. I was honored to have Slash on that album. And I really think the message of that album was amazing as well.
Yeah. Let's talk about the message of this album. You got a new song. You're really proud. This just got mastered. You have it.
No one has heard this.
No one has heard this.
No one has heard this. Sarah no
Kelly,
one.
Tell us about this song, please.
This is a song called Unescapable.
Okay.
And it is me and my husband finally joining forces musically. Because he's been scared. He was a fan, honestly, before he was my husband. So he was kind of scared to touch my music. And I'm so glad he did because it's better now. it's classic rock meets a bit of a dance pop, which is my husband.
Wow.
I'm classic rock. He's the dance pop.
All right.
So, but the whole idea is that God's love is completely unescapable. And it's got like, a bit of a... I wanted it to sound almost like villainous guitars.
Okay.
You know, like you can't escape this love. Right. There's no way you can escape this
love.
They're
going to get you.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to get you. There's no way you can escape it.
He guest taught at our church yesterday and was talking about how God is jealous for us and that very thing.
Because
it kind of, when you hear the word jealous, who's saying it's got that negative connotation, you're like, ooh, I don't know if I want or I don't know if I like that, but I love what you're saying. It's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Throwing it down. Here we go. Sarah Kelly, brand new music.
Brand new.
First time out there on the airwaves, so check it out and get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted a link to Sarah Kelly's Facebook page, so you can get there, like her, check out her new jams. So here it is, brand new music from Sarah Kelly. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Sarah Kelly, Unescapable.
Woo!
Welcome!
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show. Sarah Kelly joining us in studio. Threw down in Santa Fe last night.
It was good!
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. What a great show.
Our boss Maria last night, she texted really, really late and was like, Sarah Kelly, she's amazing! She sounds like Janis Joplin. You need her on your show! Ah! I'm making it happen! We're like, heck yeah! So... here you are.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of
such
course,
late notice.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. So we're stoked. You've been doing awesome things, making new music, and kind of building up this next generation. We were talking off air a little bit about this. Talk about what you're doing now with these future artists, if you will.
Well, I have 10. I had to buy 3 houses, okay?
Wow.
Because I have so many people from Sweden and overseas that want to come and intern with me at how to write songs, how to actually market them, and how to get them out there. So I have about half and half Americans and out of towners.
Out of towners.
Overseers.
Out of countryers.
Yes, and it's so much fun, and I'm just pouring my life into them, just trying to help them figure it out and not make the same mistakes I did. I mean, that's really the key, right? Just tell them what not to do, and then hopefully they, you know, make a better path than you had. Like, honestly, I did a lot of things right, but there's those little things that I can help, like Hannah here, stay away from, you know.
Like drugs. Drugs are bad. Let's see what else.
No drugs.
Tell us how many drugs you did, Sarah.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh!
We talk about drugs all the time. Doug's doing
just
drugs
because
in there right
I'm
now.
Big in
right now.
Just because I'm big in Iceland does not mean that I partake. Okay?
Just kidding. Everybody, calm down.
Quote of the day: just because I'm big in Iceland.
I know that's it's amazing. A very small country. Don't worry, I don't have a big head.
That's so. Okay. Hey, you know what? You and Bjork. So
hey,
and Bjork.
I got to open for her once.
What?
I know.
Whoa, dude.
This guy.
You were rocking my world with, like, Slash on your record. You opened Bjork.
Sarah Kelly.
And Sigur Rós. Do you know Sigur Rós?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. Hannah doesn't know Sigur Rós. And I'm, like, so distraught.
So these are things you need to teach her. Don't do drugs. Do listen to Sigur Rós.
Right. There, exactly.
All right, good.
It's a very odd combo to not do drugs and listen to Sigur Rós.
It's beautiful. It's like...
this is real life.
And he's got his own language.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, it's awesome. Hannah, you do need to listen to him.
It's beautiful music.
It's good stuff. So Hannah is in the background here. We want to bring you to the mic because we want to talk to you as well. Because I want to know how you guys got connected, how this worked out. You hailing from Tejas? Yeah. Is that how you guys got connected?
Come talk.
You come talk now.
You gotta eat the mic.
This is Hannah's first radio time.
Okay.
Making memories.
So basically think of this rock fist and you do this and don't go further than that. So you can eat the mic if you want.
I mean,
some of you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. A year ago, I was just living in Cypress, Northwest Houston.
Okay.
Area. I went to community college for like a semester.
All right.
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And figured I didn't want to do any of that. I thought I was going to be a nurse.
College sucks.
I had a great time at college.
Now, what can I do now that doesn't make me go to college for like 8 more semesters?
I was trying to figure that out really fast.
You can go to college and not go to college.
Oh, I did.
It's possible.
I know. Three semesters under my belt and I think 6 credit hours.
That's good.
Total. Yeah.
You
so,
did good,
you know,
man.
I made it, man. I made it. So,
sorry. It's a wonder people let their kids listen to
I know.
Yeah,
it is a wonder.
We're real life.
It
real
is.
Life, man. You
it
know, you're from Iceland or whatever. Go ahead,
this
Hannah.
This is how
I'm
we
sorry.
Do in America. Hannah, go ahead.
No, but I wanted to do music, and I didn't know really who to turn to.
Okay.
So I heard about her school. It's like 45 minutes from my house. And I went and checked it out, and it was like just a songwriting course. And I'd never written a song, like, ever. And I'd always played guitar, but couldn't write for some reason. So I went to her school, and I was so scared sitting in the waiting room. I was like, oh, man, these kids are going to be so good. Like, I'm not cut up for this. And I remember I walked in. I had this little beat-up guitar, and I just played my first verse and chorus, like, of something I'd wrote that week. And they were like, you have to write more! And it was just encouraging.
Yeah.
So she's been, like,
cool.
Really encouraging for, like, for 6 months, just like keep going.
Yeah,
and then finally, I played my first show. I opened for like these kids from The Voice at a little wine bar by my house.
Okay,
and it was like sold out. It was the first time I ever sang in front of an audience, and I was gonna pee my pants, but it was wonderful.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
I kept that together.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Keep it together.
Keep it together.
Don't pee your pants.
Opening for the kids on The Voice.
I just peed a little bit. Oh no. Keep it together.
Yeah, no, it turned out okay. And after that, I just figured out I loved it so much. So I've been with her ever since.
That's cool.
There you go. Awesome. All right, so you brought an acoustic guitar.
I did.
You're going to throw down some jams here.
Jams!
Or a jam. Exactly. Do you want to grab your, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
She's
is this
ready.
Something that you wrote like while in school or is this a...
Yes.
A, okay.
Yeah, I wrote this in the summer.
Okay. You want to stand or sit?
I'll sit.
All right. Here, get the big stool
so
you can like rock it like you're at a coffee shop or something. I don't know. Taylor, you're going to have to introduce her because I'm going to get all this set up here. See, this is live radio. This
She's
is how we
a little nervous,
radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Don't be nervous.
Always on the brink of peeing her pants, we got Hannah. I'm kidding.
You can't introduce her like that.
You told me to do this.
I know.
You gave this to me.
I really did.
That's why we don't let me introduce people. It's okay.
This is close.
What's the name of this song, Hannah?
It's called Good as Gone.
Good as Gone.
And it's kind of about a time where I left my house and I moved to LA to tour with a band. And I, in my head, it was going to be so awesome. And then I got there and it was nothing like I envisioned. So
there you go.
What this is called Good as Gone.
Just 16 and so naive. Believed everything on my TV screen. Left my home with one sex dream, chasing after my biggest dreams. Yeah. I'd never seen town to town from west to east. I lost my soul on one long drive. I never thought I'd see it die away. My bag's gonna leave this town. It ain't as great as you made it sound. Shattered dreams make filthy streets, and those starry eyes didn't last a week. No.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you did. Right here first.
Name it, claim it.
Yeah.
Dang, girl.
Dude.
That's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Man.
I'm floored. I don't even know what to say right now. That was absolutely
Doug, did you record that? Doug, good.
Doug, we're going to put it on the internet. We're going to make a gajillion dollars.
Make so much
we
money
own that
Doug.
Now. We own that
don't
now.
Tell
so
Hannah.
We're just going to make a bunch of money off
we
you.
We own that. We own
we're
you.
Gonna,
we own you. We own all of it.
You're on the webcam right now, so your likeness is our property. This is so great for us. We're going to make so much money. That none of that's true actually.
None of it.
So,
all
except right. The fact that you are on a webcam,
wow.
Which is pretty
hey,
yeah, that is
good
happening
to know.
Right now. Dude, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you.
So
amazing.
Okay, so wow, power team.
I know, right? So what's next up for you? What's next up? What do you got?
Man.
What's on the horizon?
After this, we head to Sweden, July 1st, for a couple of festivals over
all right.
there.
Yeah.
Remember us.
Well, you remember
us,
me.
Your first radio interview. And,
remember
us. You know,
we're making memories together.
All right,
too.
There you go. This is beautiful. So heading across the pond, you're going to do some festivals.
Yes.
Keep writing.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Dude, all day, I'm seriously floored. I don't even know what.
Yeah, that's
good
crazy.
Job.
You hit the nail on the head with like the John Mayer stuff.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it's like the signature static sound. So
yeah, that's
this
great.
Is a perfect match. So yes, Hannah, we posted your yeah. information on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Mm. Like her page. I promise you. It's going to blow up.
Wow. Man, both of you.
Yeah.
I'd never heard Sarah Kelly stuff before.
What?
I just never listened to it.
You know what? We have so many people who, a lot of people, honestly, so many listeners who are, you know, mainstream, you know, that genre only, and therefore, yeah. In the quote unquote.
So good.
I understand that in America, I am definitely not a household name. So yeah. I am not offended. I'm just glad
but
that we stumbled on each other.
You can wear the shirt that says I'm huge in Sweden.
You can! You really can!
And soon Hannah's going to be wearing the shirt that says I'm huge everywhere.
I pretty much.
I'm
so
famous overseas.
Oh, man. So, man. Okay. Give That's us awesome. Your 1 year plan. What do you want to do within the next year, Hannah? Give me a goal because we're going to help you achieve it. What do you want to do?
And the next year, I want to get an album out and do a tour.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's through L.A. again, because that's your favorite.
Yeah, I want to go back to L.A.
That's
what
that song
is. Actually, I do. I really do.
You'd love to go back there.
I need to go back.
Okay.
That's
awesome. She needs to meet the right people.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, tell us, you know, we off-air had mentioned L.A. a little bit, but talk a little bit about this. Or L.A., is there apprehension going back to the West Coast at all?
There was at first, but I met Sarah and she spoke so highly of it, and
yeah.
I think it's who you hang around and it's your experience. Everyone's experience is different.
Yep.
So
I think
I'm
like
excited
that everywhere.
To go back. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if you're around good people that you like, you can go to the slums and you'll still have fun.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to go back. I actually do. I want to see it in different eyes.
There you
That's
go.
Cool.
So.
What you need to do is just go to Disneyland, because it's the happiest place on earth. Check out an Angels
sure
game,
that.
Baseball, okay?
Yes.
It's the purest sport in the world, so.
Yeah. There's a beach.
It'd be bliss.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Huntington Beach, maybe? I don't know.
So yeah.
I hear it's lovely. It's amazing.
Lovely in the summer.
Have you been?
It's
of
lovely.
Of course. Oh, absolutely.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do. Oh, I love Orange County, so yeah. Okay. I would, if
Fullerton.
It wasn't.
She took me to Dana Point.
Okay.
That was unbelievable. That was so nice.
There you go. I got this tattoo in Fullerton. That's so random that you said Fullerton.
That's funny.
Yeah.
There was a venue that we always, Waverly, we used to always play.
Okay.
In there, called the Slide Bar.
Beautiful.
Owned by one of the guys from Lit.
Really?
Remember that band Lit?
I love Lit.
Yeah. Weird.
Sorry.
Weird. No, they
sorry.
Were, yeah.
No, that's fine.
You don't have to say sorry here at Static Radio. It's okay. It's okay. There you go. So, all right. Well, amazing. Thank you both.
Thank you.
For gracing us. That was pretty rad.
Mm.
All right.
Mm.
If you missed any part of that, you have to get to our podcast.
We thought you guys were going to be totally lame.
Boo.
I'm kidding.
Man, we have come to the end of our journey for the day. But that's okay, because we're back manana.
That's right.
You know? So it's all good. Coming up, we got some Artifacts Perio. We've got Culture Shock from Codaline. What else have we got?
Tons of stuff.
Good stuff. Lisa D's on the way.
And tomorrow is New Music
Incubus.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a song from Hannah.
Yay. Yeah, no kidding.
On New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. If you're a local artist, you want to get your music out on Static Radio, you just got to submit it to us at the Locals Rules section, mystaticradio.com. Or maybe you've got a band you want us to check out.
And maybe
yeah,
a song from Sarah, if we're lucky.
Hey, there you go. We've got a big list of new music tomorrow. So some great albums released this
last week.
It's going
to be like last week.
So brand new Modest Yahoo. I'm stoked to premiere some of that. So be listening for that. New Music Tuesday tomorrow. Again, mystaticradio.com. Get there. Check out the podcast. You can download it. It is free. And don't forget, Run River North coming up Monday, July 14th. Tickets are only $5. Details, tickets, everything you need to know at our website. That is it for us.
Goodbye.
All right. Team Austin Morning Party.
Goodbye again.
Sweet. Static Radio.